be the girl. Oh, we all want to
radio.
We got no good jackets. But anyway, we're going to hang out with you guys this morning, and we're just trying to reintroduce ourselves because we got some new friends, right?
Yes,
our new Facebook friends and Familia that keeps
growing. And this is my twin sister.
Bam.
Marlo.
Yes.
Marie.
Laura Kelly, daughter of the Most High God.
Yeah.
We want to say good morning to everyone. Brother Darrell, we really have missed you. Good morning. We salute your beautiful, amazing wife this morning. Good morning, Miss Felicia.
Yes.
And we say to God, you all the glory. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have missed you, brother. We're continually excited that it's springtime almost. We got what? It's sunny for the time change. So y'all better get an extra
hour sleep.
15 minutes a day. And make y'all some tea. Let me drink that wine going to bed. Okay? But really, to eat your song, right?
Yes.
Twin sister. But we just thank God. We thank you guys for tuning in. And we have introduced ourselves this morning. I am your amazing host, and Laura Kelly is my amazing co-host.
Amen.
So we're just excited. Brother Darrell says, see you next week.
Okay.
Yeah, we back up in here. Thank everyone for your prayers for in our absence, because we have really needed it. You know, life happens, America.
Oh, yeah.
Life happens, and sometimes you just, when the Lord says, to the left, that's where you got to go, you know. And even though we are always about his kingdom business, you know, but we have things that happen that needs our ever so amazing attention.
Yes.
And we have to go in and pillar those. And as we all know, family is of utmost importance.
Family. It's God's family. And then everything else.
So, you know, as we minister to you guys, sometimes we'll call back in to the family, and we have to go in and be the true minister. So that's real ministry.
Yes.
That's
good morning, James.
So good morning, Brother James. So we're just excited that you guys are here with us today, tuning in. We want to welcome our studio audience back. Woo! So they've been like, where you at now? Where y'all at? Okay. So it's been a trying four weeks. Yeah, a whole month, pretty much, almost. Right.
Yes.
Right.
About 2 weeks.
No, it's been longer.
Longer.
Weeks.
Oh,
man. February.
Oh, thank you.
Another day. Our audience, another day.
It's 3 weeks.
I'm so busy that I just know I'm
here. 3 weeks. So we're just excited, and you know, even in sometimes when God calls you back out, He still replenishes you. And nourishes you and gets you ready for that next dimension.
Yes.
And it's all about obedience. And when you can pull back and say, hey, okay, Lord, what is it? He's over there filling you up as you are busy occupying until he comes.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's always about leveling up.
Yes.
And that's what we're going to be teaching on today, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're just excited, and we want to pray to Miss Debbie and Miss Evelyn. Thank you guys for always, like, doing what y'all do, even in the sleep. Even in the sleep, they was rolling up, coming up and just getting connected and doing what they do and doing life.
Yes.
And life more
abundantly. Yes. And we got to enjoy all seasons because God is, he's the father of all seasons.
Yeah.
Okay. I still have my sign outside my house that says Jesus is the reason for the season because he is every season.
Everything.
We just got to be thankful for it. Okay. Yeah. We can't be complaining. Just thank you, Laura. Okay.
That's right. Guess what, Laura? You have, listen. This is a public service announcement. Every season is your season.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to know what season you're
in.
Because, you know, even on the calendar, it's four seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So, hello in the heavenly.
Yes.
Come on now. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven.
Yes.
And whatever you loose shall be loose on earth.
Amen.
So we got to get into a posture to know that we have all these benefits.
Yes.
In the kingdom, and we have to work the word because the word works when we work it. When you work it.
Good morning, Miss Kendra Quinn.
2022, girl.
Yes.
We're all on a mission, girl. It's so good to see you. We salute you this morning for being in the house from one queen to the other. So, okay.
Amen.
So we thank God for you kids that you're in, and we miss you. We've been always standing in prayer with you and your amazing mom.
Yes, give mama a hug for me.
Yes.
Always looking good.
Mama got it going on. What you say? Y'all know we aging backwards. Don't play. So y'all part of the kingdom. Y'all know when y'all look in the mirror, and it so reminds me of my 6-year-old evangelist. Her name is Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
Gabriella.
Mm-hmm.
Gabby is so amazing. She came up to me Sunday, and I did have an encounter. Her mom teaches the Sunday before on encounters, and she came out of the scripture, and she used Paul. when he was Saul, and he was on the road to Damascus, and he had had the encounter with Jesus. I'm praying that everyone really begin to seek God for an encounter, because once you have an encounter with him, you are no longer the same. And what's so powerful is you don't even look the same.
Yes.
So what confirmed it to me was she said to me, I'm either, imagine this is a six-year-old now, or I'm kind of confused. Pastor Rick was there, so he can testify. He was right there. And she says, are you really a pastor? I'm like, huh? I didn't have no clue why she asked me that. Now, she had just wrote a letter to the church. She read it, part of her testimony. It was powerful. But she said, it's just something so different about you. Pastor Rick can tell y'all. Get some handcuffs, Pastor Rick. Good morning, Pastor Rick. Both. And she said, it's something about you. You just look so different. But it was the encounter that I had. And y'all know how Moses went in and he got filled with the glory because the Lord showed up for real.
Mm-hmm.
And he came out looking different. Now, he came out looking older, but I came out looking younger. I was like, six-year-old blew that wind on me, and my life has not been the same. We thank you, Pastor Rick, for that powerful, powerful word on Sunday that you gave.
Yes.
I mean, life-changing. I mean, Zoe word,
yes,
but also a Rhema word, right now word.
And I'm sure the praise and worship, they do also utter you in into the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Good morning, Miss Josie.
Wow.
Yes.
She said, oh, she just said her mom passed away on the 1st of February. Oh, wow. Oh,
well,
she really got her, what? She got her everything when she entered the presence of the King. Wow. Well, we're sorry to hear that, and we're so happy for her.
Yes.
Because we're all striving for that one call.
Yes.
The clarion call.
Yes.
And for us all to be caught up in his presence. And I'm telling you.
Wow.
For that one, for that great day. You know, so we just thank God for you, Sister Kizzy, and we honor you, and we honor your mom. And isn't that amazing? Because she has left such an amazing legacy.
Yes.
Yes, of love and joy and all the fruits.
Yes.
Of who, right?
Yes. I always remember them both saying, come in the room, come in the room. And now here we are saying, come in the room.
Yeah, good morning, Sister Larissa. Good morning, Mighty Warrior. Hello.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I mean, God is so good, and we're just so excited.
Yes.
We're trying to get ready to teach the show because we already live on the air. How long have we been live? Oh, well, we want to say welcome to our Blog Talk Radio.
Buenos dias,
Blog
Talk
Radio. We had the show before the show, so we just want to welcome you guys in. Feel free to call in if y'all want to chime in at our call-in number, and that's 646-668-2247. We're going to say it one more time. Okay? So it's 646-668-2247. Good morning, Sister Cherie. How are you, beautiful darling?
And Miss Brenda. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Brenda. We have missed you.
Well,
we've been missing in action, but we've been busy.
Definitely.
About the Father's business. Yeah, we have been busy, but thank you for like showing up and pillaring us even in our absence. So to God be the glory. God is everything.
Yes, we appreciate everyone.
Give you Sister Cherie. Come on now. He woke us all up this morning in unison, and we're all here on one accord. And thank you guys for tuning in today, because God has a great word.
Yes. And you know what? I just feel the peace of the Holy Spirit, you know, when we're in his presence here. I mean, I was so relaxed and peace, and still am, that earlier, I didn't know, I couldn't find my phone. I put it back in my purse.
As a matter of fact, America, let me tell the whole story. She wasn't even thinking about her phone. Like, we weren't finna do no show. She was already, like, caught up.
We were in the Word, and we were talking, and I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah, what's that, Laura? Get your phone. We got to do a show. And then when she got the phone, she was looking for the phone. She didn't know. Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning,
Sandy. She didn't know what a phone was. Who on morning show and don't know what that phone is? That would be Lord Kelly. Okay. So I was like, you know, okay, y'all know we do get caught up in the spirit, and time does not comprehend. So I'm the one that has to say, because Laura, when I come into the room, she beat me here. She just setting up everything. So when I come in, she's like, oh, sister, I have to tell you. And it's like a machine gun. I'm like, Lord, wait. I got to set this computer up. I got to rewrite something. And then I have to... Okay, you can go there. And she's like, okay, you know where. Check the machine goes. And then when I finally sat down, she hit me over here getting ready for the show, tagging the friends, and I said, Laura, get your phone. She goes, oh, I do. See, I mean, no clueless.
I'm so sorry, Max.
Yes.
You still enjoy it.
You are able to work with my twin sister. I know, but we got to get it together. We can't go on like we're bubbling and don't know what we're doing, okay? Okay, twin. But here we are. And I thank God for my twin, because if it was not for her, y'all know, I'm telling you, iron sharpens iron.
Yes.
And we all need each other.
Yes, we do.
There's no morning show without Laura Kelly, without our studio audience, without our audience, without you guys.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, how will we do what we do? We need you.
Yes.
We do.
Yes. And this what we do here is the love of Jesus. It's the love of God. It's all glory to God. Mm-hmm. But we thank God for our friends and everyone that that gives us the love and support, because this is all for Jesus. And yeah. I'm so grateful and thankful for you, Pastor Marlo, that, you know, we had a Facebook memory last year with Mama Moya. And I was just looking at that picture, because that day she was encouraging me, because I was going through some stuff. And one thing about Mama Moya, she goes, be about the assignment. Even if people say or do or they don't understand, she will push me, Pastor Marlo, to do it. Just please God, don't please people. And she's one spiritual mama that will push me to go higher in Christ Jesus. And that's for his glory and to edify.
Right.
Like we do here.
Absolutely.
And then you're another, my twin sister, that has pushed me also, because God has been opening doors for more souls. You know, because any door that he opened for us is for souls.
It is.
For his glory. Because, you know, there's work to be done. Mm-hmm. And so I thank God. I started just thanking God for my spiritual mama Moya, and then my twin. And then I was thinking about everybody that showed support here at Mornings at the Morn, Dalis, Papa Jack, and then just everybody that I'm connected, because we're all connected. We're the body.
Right.
Not about the building. It's not about the name of the church. It's about the body of Christ Jesus.
That's right.
And I was just so thankful to God. I was all morning saying thank you, thank you. And then on the way to take my granddaughters to school, and then my granddaughter started thanking God for everything.
Good morning, Papa.
For everything too, and just being grateful and thankful.
Good morning, Mama.
Good morning.
Wow.
Oh,
God is a glory. I'm going to tell you something.
The Gigi's are here.
The Gigi's are in the house.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And Papa Jack, he is so loving. He left us tomorrow. Yeah, isn't that beautiful? But we just thank God for it. And even, listen, y'all, even Leo is in the house. Leo ain't playing with you this morning. All right. Good morning, Papa Jack.
Oh, my God.
Illustrate that. It's so important, because even in our absence, we still felt the love, you know. And, even though we know that we have an assignment here, but when God calls us out, we have to go out. Mm-hmm. And we thank God for the ones that we're connected to that knows that about us.
Yes.
Not that we're flaking and whatever, but we have to be obedient.
Yes. That's
what you're saying,
yes.
Laura.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And you know, you were saying you can't worry about who understands it or not. You have to trust God.
And as long as you be about the assignments he has for you, because he has assignments for all of us.
Yeah.
If we went in with him, he has assignments for his glory. It's all for his glory.
Yeah.
So
that's why we want to talk about what we're talking about today, because it's different when God calls you to do something different. Just like when this is the season for elevation, and God is calling us out into the deep. Like this week, Mama Dalis had a totally different assignment, and she went out and I was so like, Lord, I so wanted to be there because she's so encouraging, but I had to be over there, you know. But she know that I was already there, you know, because we can participate spiritually.
Yes.
And people know that, and we hold each other up,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And know that. But guess who was there most of all? Her husband. Hello.
Yes.
Was Leo there too?
No.
Leo, you come to us. Did you come in? Oh. That is so awesome, but we're so excited about the clarion call this on their lives. And they are our spiritual parents, like all of us, everybody in this room, they ain't mama. Because we even with Shereen talking about Papa Jack, she said, you know, Papa Jack said, but so it's just so amazing.
Yes.
Oh, mama got leaves. So we all look at them for who they really are.
Yes.
Because we're spiritual beings, y'all, having natural experiences.
Yes.
And you have to know that. Sister Louisa said, and suffer persecution. Okay, you're right. You're right, because you will get talked about when you say, yes, Lord, I'll go.
Yes, Lord.
It don't matter.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
it don't matter if you get talked about, because you're saying about the Father's business.
Yes.
Right, Sandy?
So my soul says yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
And it's just the truth. It's just the truth. But we want to talk today a little bit about leveling up. See, when God calls you into the deep, you got to level up. You got to, when you say yes, you got to tell this flesh, stop talking, shut up. You got to get up, because this body be saying, the more God say go, the more we want to sleep. We do.
Amen.
We do. And I'm telling you, that's just the flesh. And you got to, like, snap out of it and say, I got to be about the Father's business, because I'm telling the whole world I'm about the Father's business, but the flesh is telling you to lay down. And don't go. You know, it's 6 o'clock in the evening, Mama Dolly. You've had a 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock at the prime. Who in the natural want to do that? You got to stay in the spirit, church.
Yes.
And how you do that is you level up in your mind. And once your, because you, where your mind go, your body go.
Yes.
And once your mind is, you are lined up with the things of God, then your body will follow.
Yes.
And it's like, yes, Lord, or it's like, even like the issues we have with just trying to lose weight. Y'all know. Everybody but Larissa know. But Larissa ain't on no diet. And Miss Brenda ain't on no diet. But all of us, they probably saying it out either, but the rest of us,
we be like,
hello. Yeah. Hello. Yeah. Hello. But we've been trying to get it, y'all. But Lord, the body be like, girl, you better eat your potatoes. And then he's telling you to cram and everything. No, really. And we know. And then, you know, we want to do it right, right? The spirit is willing, but what? The flesh. It's what Papa Jack finished with. So it's so true, but that's why we have to stay in the spirit, because that's where we get our strength, our joy, our peace, our zeal.
Amen.
And that's how you get it. You got to level up, because listen, let me tell you, Proverbs 18:21 tells us all day that it's life and death in the tongue.
Amen.
So stop waiting on your pastor to call and encourage you. Uh-oh. Encourage yourself. Get in the mirror. If you got to put up some sticky notes, whatever you got to do, really, you got to find a strategy to bring yourself up out of this thing, because we're all living here together to encourage one another. So how are you going to go out and encourage the world if you ain't encouraged? But you want the world to always encourage you. It don't work like that. Whatever you put in is what you get out. That's called Luke 6:38. But the same measure that you give, and the word of God says it shall be. And in the Greek, that means take place.
Mm-hmm.
Measured back to who? You.
Yes.
And how long? Uh-oh, again and again. And then God is so good, he could have just left us right there, but he didn't. He said, good measure. What you say? Go ahead, Miss Sandy. Press down. And y'all know, normally when we teach on that, we go to the kitchen. We know if y'all want to. To the sugar jar.
Yes.
And the salt shaker. Anything you fill up, even the coffee jar, whatever you fill up, you want to shake that thing down.
Yes.
And that's what God want to do to you. He told you he would.
Yes.
Press down, shaking together, and run it over.
Uh-huh.
Come on now, shall man give back to who? Back to you. But I don't think you believe it. Because if you believed it, you'd be hurrying up putting something out there. Some love. Some peace, some comfort, some prayer.
Because
we got a whole nation that needs prayer right now.
Oh, yes.
Come on now. It's just saying, oh, I sure hate that for them. If you really hate it, get on your knees.
That's right.
Get on your knees.
Life and death in the
Come on now.
Come on.
Get on your knees and talk to the Lord, because he's omnipresent.
Yes.
He is everywhere.
Yes.
And as long as we keep our eyes on the TV, on the news instead of in the Bible, which is the good news, and Revelations will tell you all day that this was going to happen and what else is going to happen.
Yes.
It will tell you, and you won't be surprised.
Yeah.
You'll already be standing guard, and you'll have your posture.
Yes.
And you'll be standing in the kingdom for those people.
Yes.
Because if we, as long as we focus on looking at the buildings blow up, then our mind get blown up,
mm-hmm.
then we can't help nobody.
And that fear,
come on,
that
Lord,
fear
talk about it.
Coming in and that, you know, the hopelessness.
Hopelessness.
Yeah.
Because with
Jesus, there's hope, baby.
You better know. And you know what, America? I'm going to tell you. Hope deferred makes the heart grow sick.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Proverbs say. Mm-hmm. It does. So it's okay to have hope, but we can't be lingering in that.
Mm-hmm.
We just hope and we get up and do our part.
Yes. Right.
Stop looking over there at Brenda. Well, Brenda ain't doing nothing. And she says she's up. What you doing?
Yes.
Yes. Do what you said you was going to do.
Yes.
And then maybe
well,
we can go over there and help Brenda. Do
yes.
us stuff.
Yes.
That's how it goes.
Yes.
But in the church, we get so caught up looking at what other people are not doing, who's not showing up. You show up.
Yes. You be the life changer.
Yes.
Jesus.
Come on. Woo. And let them talk about you because they talk about Jesus.
Come on now. Don't take it personal.
Yes.
You know, and sometimes they're not what we ask. We got to pray. Because
right.
we're going to get there, all of us. Okay. Because
right.
I know God never leaves us.
Well, he finds us. That's
right.
That's
one thing I can say in my walk, and he's still working in me. But this
uh-oh.
Title, Living It Up in the Kingdom,
come on,
it's perfect for what I want to share about King Jesus, which
come
is
on,
us, and which is,
yeah.
I want to talk about Mama Dali and
come
Papa
on now.
Jack.
Woo,
how about that? Let me tell you. Look at
on
Friday, okay?
Talk about
he
it.
Brought in the Word of God,
woo!
And it was about his faithfulness, God's faithfulness. And if y'all want to hear about it, go to Fisher the Man,
yeah.
where Miss Portia is singing a song, and right after that, Mama Dali's brought in the Word of God. And let me tell you, you know, I always say I'm a student, learning, growing,
oh,
we're students.
Are. Yeah.
And she brought in some fresh manna.
Okay?
Let me tell you. It was so good, y'all. I mean, I'm still chewing on it, but it ministered to every woman of God that was there, you know, and that's all glory to God. But I thank God that they got connected with the body of Christ Jesus at Fisher for Man. And but not only her, but Papa Jack.
Uh-oh.
He did the closing prayer. And I mean, I'm telling you, when I videotaped it because I'm led by the Spirit. Because God's going to minister to not just was there, but others are watching and tuning in. And God spoke about safety through him, about safety. Yeah, we don't have to fear because with him, there's safety. And it's in his word, too.
It is. Thank you.
I mean, it was so, I'm telling you, there were Team Jesus. You know, when I put Team Jesus, I mean, all of us, them, you know, all of us. It was just powerful that some of the women there's one of them that was struggling with fear. And she said, we and her been talking back and forth. She got touched by the power of the Holy Spirit, the word of God that Miss Dali brought in. And still, you know, and I was like, wow, you know, when God said our latter days will be greater than our former, I believe that when God teaches new manna, new things in him to help others, so others will be able to walk with hope in his word, because
right.
his love letters is fire, it just blesses my heart, because that's what it's supposed to be about, you know, helping others, because we're all going through something. But, you know, God's word, it's alive.
Yeah.
And I mean, the way they came in and there was laughter, I'm telling you, if you weren't there, you better come to the next. Women of Impact
That's
and
right.
Papa Jack, he's
That's
there
right.
supporting everything that she does and they're a team. And the enemy has no room
That's right.
to come in the middle because they're two warriors. And I'm telling you, I can't even explain it unless you were there, but we got to continue to do more of that. Yeah.
Cause you
edify.
Know, let me tell you something. The word
other.
Of God says that one will put 1,000 in flight.
Yes.
One.
Two.
And two will put 10,000. Can you imagine what a room of people will do? How much power and authority that we have?
Yes.
Because I'm telling you, when you level up, you've heard people say you are what you eat. Mm-hmm. Have y'all heard that?
Yes.
People
yes.
who level up, when you level up spiritually, you have learned to speak the word.
Yes.
Over your life
yes.
and the lives of others.
Yes.
See, if you're not speaking it over your life, you cannot be effective in speaking it in the life of other people
yes.
and those around them. And I'm telling you, I know that often it's a matter of life and death, and that's in the power. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to pick up a gun and shoot and kill people. You can do it with your tongue.
Yeah, right.
We all have been guilty of becoming murderers.
Yes, yes.
We can murder with our mouth.
Yes.
That's why in James, Papa Jack can probably quote it out of like the back of his neck. I promise you. Where it says that the tongue is the smallest portion in the member of our body, but it's the most powerful. It'll knock some people off of their feet. And you have to do CPR on just because of their tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And they be knocked out and
yes.
not know how to get up
yes.
because of something you spoke over them.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be mindful and we have to stop and take a moment and write in the sand.
Yes.
Why y'all think Jesus did that? Because he was trying to hear, but he waited to hear from God. Because it's a setup for you. A lot of times we have to know that, and we have to know that, listen, those of us that attend to waste the power and the authority, because we all have power. Jesus
yes,
said that he went
yes,
to the Father
yes.
so he can leave us power and authority, and we do not. He's provided it.
Yes.
And we're trying to conjure it up.
Yes.
That sounds like some warlock
Ooh.
And witch stuff. But that's what that is. We try to conjure it up, and Jesus said, before I go, I'm going to leave you the comforter.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to lead and guide you
mm-hmm.
into all truth.
Yes.
But the problem is, don't nobody want the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want the truth. We just want to live like we want to live and do what we want to do and pacify, water the word down. And then when the demon comes, because he's coming.
Oh, yes.
We don't have no power. And we don't need him in the church. We need him when we're on our way to the hospital.
Yes.
We need him when our babies is like being born 2 months early.
Yes.
We need him when our mothers are taking their last breath on our
yes.
children. Because it happens.
Yes.
That's
yes.
when we need the Holy Spirit to show
yes.
up. Because if the Spirit is in you, it's going to be in the church.
Yes.
Because you are the church.
Yes. Yes.
So we got to level up.
Yes.
Even if you're on the back row.
Yes.
Sit on the back. Just be effective.
Yes.
It don't
be
matter
right.
what you
That's
Yes.
Right.
We have to remember, I don't know about you, but I kind of want to share this. When I was growing up, y'all know I grew up, and I think for those that were in the house of glory when I taught this, I grew up in the arcade time. You know, the Pac-Man.
Yes.
No, no, come on.
Yes.
Come on, everybody. Uh-oh, we tell my age. Uh-oh.
Hello.
Yeah, I mean, I was Miss Pac-Man. And I was like in the arcade, and I was trying to get the highest score.
Yep.
Y'all remember that?
Yep.
Okay, I know y'all remember. If you remember, clap some hand, clap some something.
I remember.
Come on, yeah. So it was nothing like going into the arcade. What was the first question that the kids, we were all kids, but the most important thing was, what level do you on? Right? So why we ain't asking nobody that in the kingdom? What level you on?
Man.
We got to level up.
Yep. Yep.
And it ain't about no game. This is real life.
Yeah.
And we talk about leveling up in the kingdom.
Right.
But we, as kids that's in us, we knew that we grew up like that. And even today, I just watched on the news that they had some type of world thing at American Airlines where they all paid for these kids to do gaming. And it was all about the levels. Did y'all see that on the news? Everybody that's seen that, give a hand clap. And they won like $200,000+ for the team that won. But ain't nobody trying to, and these people sold tickets, but don't nobody want to buy a sold out t-shirt.
Ooh, nobody.
Say, oh,
I'm
that's how.
You.
Oh,
man, I'll be the hero.
They don't
want to.
They say,
ooh,
that's too much. The things of God, but you'll go to the Cowboy Stadium. I'm just talking about what Jesus talking about.
Speak the truth.
Okay?
What's that? Spend
like $800 on a shirt, a seat. But don't nobody want to bust down the doors at the church?
Yes.
Come on, y'all. They no, it's just the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ain't the church where the church is a hospital. Let's help some people.
Mm-hmm.
It's where the sick people go. The
mm-hmm.
sick in the spirit, the sick in the body, the sick in the mind.
Yeah.
That's where we go to get it and sit at the feet of Jesus. And he said healing is our portion.
Mm-hmm.
So you better be trying to run in. Whether it's your mind that needs healing, whether it's your body that needed, or your spirit.
Yes.
That's what, and I mean, Jesus can show up in the bathroom too. But I'm just talking about what God's talking about.
Yes.
We get too caught up in what we want to invest our time, our energy, our money, and it don't be the things of God.
Yeah.
It be the things of the world, and you have to make a decision. which system you're going to tap into, because the world has a system and the kingdom has a system.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that's going to work in the here and forever,
yes,
is the one that is to come.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we get so caught up in the stuff down here. It's just stuff.
It's just stuff.
You can have the stuff, but the stuff ain't supposed to have you.
Yes, yes.
You can have some emotions, because that's our soulish part. Our mind, our will, and our emotions, our chooser, our thinker, but they are not supposed to have you.
Yes.
We got to get it together. And that's why we're teaching on this today, because we're trying to help somebody, because we ask the Lord to help us. Because if we're going to continue to advance the kingdom, we cannot do it without Christ in us,
yes,
and through us, and he's encouraging us as we encourage you.
That's right.
Because it's not easy. You know that WWJD, don't look surprised when you see another t-shirt. What would Jesus do? Ain't nobody trying to do that. They trying to do what they trying to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
How they trying to do it, where they trying to do it, when they trying to do it,
mm-hmm,
and how they trying to do it. And when you ask them anything about Jesus, oh yeah, I know him, but you know of him, but you don't know. Because if you knew him, you would be about him.
Yeah.
And I love that word that Pastor Rick taught on this Sunday. We got to get back to our first love,
love,
y'all.
Yes.
Ooh, I got cut up. Y'all see some cuts already? I got cut up Sunday.
It was
me,
so good.
The pastor got cut up.
Yeah.
Yeah. He cut me like he was like he had a sword, and it was a two-edged sword. It was this one. You better fall in love with your first love and
yes,
stop looking for love.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Because he is the love. You know, he brought it all the way back to when we were teenagers and we fell in love.
Spend time with
them. Come on now. And we not seeking God
like
that.
That.
He helped me, though. He helped me. So, see, I can be transparent,
yes,
and tell you that I'm not perfect. I ain't got it together, but I'm seeking it every
yes,
day.
Yes.
And we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the power of our testimony.
Because yes,
if it's the most pastors out there struggling, just raise your hand.
Yes.
It's okay. Because
yes,
we are born in it. We conceived
yes,
in it, and we're going to die in it.
Yes. Yes.
But as long as you can not let people think you perfect and got it all together, you can help somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we not. None of us are. So stop trying to walk around like you are, because we're not. And I'm not trying to come against pastors or anybody like that. I'm just coming from a perspective
yes,
that people see us.
Yes.
And we have to make sure that we are transparent
yes,
and that we're reachable.
Mm-hmm.
But you got some pastors that people can't come for. You can't break. They can't call you. They can't talk to you. They got to go through 99 people before they get to you.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, y'all. So we just got to be mindful at this time and how we really want to level up, because if you turn on the TV, you can see
yeah,
that ain't none of us far away from a bomb.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not, it's happening over there, but really it's happening everywhere.
Yeah.
And we can wake up and not wake up, because
yeah,
there's people that didn't wake up over there.
Yeah.
The bomb was in their house. I don't know if you saw the news episode of the bomb that was in the house that didn't go off. Y'all know who that was. That was Jesus, because the bomb was intent to go off, but the bomb landed in her house. It destroyed the windows and all that, but it did not ignite.
Glory,
hey,
glory,
now,
glory,
Jesus
glory,
can stop a bomb,
yes,
he because
he
is the bomb,
yes,
the bomb of Gilead.
Yes.
Come on, y'all. And that's true. So we have to know, when you see those type of things, that's the kind of thing that makes you run around your house, and people don't know what's wrong with him. Okay? Why they running?
Yeah.
Because we got to level up, y'all.
Yeah.
We got to level up in the same things of the God, and we call that life application.
Yeah.
When you get into the word, if you're not applying it to your life, then you're not leveling up.
Yeah.
You're just reading it and going over it like the average speed bump.
Yeah.
So the next time you're in the apartment complex, you go on the speed bump, you'll think about that. Because that's just the truth. And we have to make sure that we know that we're going from sanctification to glorification.
Yes.
So when people say, you thank you all of that because you teach and preach, and you thank you, well, I'm sanctified.
Mm-hmm.
Because every day I get in the face of the Father to get cut.
Because
he cuts me.
Yeah.
He cuts me deeply.
Yeah.
He does. But I want to be cut.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm yearning for him. And I want to be an upright person. I want him to say, well done.
Right.
When he see me.
Right.
you know, he already sees us because he created us, he made us. But we think it's we ourselves. We're in an age where that people are like the social media. We thank God for it, but people are just clink, clink, loving themselves, clink, 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 look at my shoes. What? Come on now. Instead of look inside of me, because the real Marlo and Laura, you can't see them. Because we're spirits. We just put in this body. And then there are those people that say, well, I don't want to go to that church because that's a woman pastor. Well, the last time I read it in the Word, he said that he was going to pour out his flesh on all spirits. Come on now. Not just a male or a female. And the only ones that are standing up are the ones that say, yes, Lord, I'll stand up. And we're looking at the wrong stuff. It's just a religious mindset. And we got to be set free today. And that's another place we have to level up. I'm going to let you teach this, Lord. You want to go ahead and teach?
Well, I want to share the scripture, for man who cut the outside appearance and God who cut the heart. My son came up to me one day and he says, Mom, people are talking about you. And I really don't care, but I'm there now. And he said it real quick. And then I was like, just pray for them. I didn't even take it personal. And they were saying, because people look at the outside appearance, okay? They look at what you have, what you drive, what neighborhood you live at. Mm-hmm. And they were saying something, they comment something about, as long as you've been serving God, you should already have like a Rolls Royce, a big house or something. I don't know. The materialistic. And then I said to myself, what? And then I said, but I smiled. And I said, but it's okay. I said, if God wants to give it to me, he's going to give it to me and I'm ready for it. But I'm not after that. Even though God will give you those things, okay? Those things that are temporary. But I said, ask me how many souls are going to have the real man come on now when they get to heaven. There are for eternity, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. I said, see, they don't see that. But it's okay. I said, he goes, well, I didn't say nothing. I said, well, that's good. You did the right thing because you don't have to explain. You don't have to defend me because God will do it.
He
is
trust the me.
There's many times that people said, Laura, they were saying this, and they say, shut up. Leave her alone. She's about the kingdom business. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't even take it personal because I'm there now. There was a time I weep and cry, and God said, okay, get over it. Keep going.
Yeah.
Because God knows my heart. And my heart is for souls who have the eternal home, mansion, with Jesus, with all of us, okay? And so many people think because of the stuff they have,
come on,
that they arrive, that they have, that they're better than you. That I don't know what it is. I really don't care, but I don't even focus on that. I pray for them. Praise God. God bless you. And I told my son, just don't come say nothing to me. Let them talk and just pray for them, Thomas. Pray for me.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, Mom, I'll never say nothing because I told him next time you hear something, don't even tell me. I really don't care. He says, between me and God, and it's God sees, hears everything. He knows your thoughts. He knows what you're saying to people. So you're going to have to answer to him, you know? And I want my father to say, well done.
That's it.
And so I'm leveling up with God, okay? I'm trying to get there, okay? And but anyway, so stop looking at what the stuff that people have, okay? And focus on the things of the spiritual, the things of God, and everything else will follow. I know any time that I'm needing anything, he gave it to me right away. Come on now. And so if he wants to give me the mansion, that, praise God, I'm open for it. But that's not, my heart's not after that. So just pray for me. And so I just want to encourage you. If you've been hurt, if somebody says something, just pray for them and keep going. Keep doing what God's telling you to do.
Right.
And be about the kingdom business.
That's it.
Okay, because that's the only thing that's forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Everything else is temporary, y'all.
That's
okay, because if God called me home tomorrow, my assignment, my work is done.
Right. That's right.
Okay, so be about the assignments, about relationship with Jesus, falling in love with him every day, talking to him, reading his word, and about the assignments, right?
That's true.
He will give it to you every day. If you say, God, I want a divine appointment today, let me tell you, he will give it to you at the store, wherever. Just be sensitive, you know, and I just thank God. I mean, every day I can't thank him enough for his love and every warrior that I'm connected with, because everyone that I'm connected with, I'm learning so much every day, and I ask God that he will humble my heart and that he will let me decrease so he can increase through his word, and then that way I could be effective and help somebody else and encourage somebody else, just like Mama Dalis and Papa Jack did at Fisher's Amen. And many other places, I'm sure we're going to be called to speak, right? And so I thank God for this. And just speak life. Right?
Yeah. And listen, the world needs it more now than
ever.
That's why we have to rise up.
Yes.
And allow God to use you. Because we're really
we're
only
the
here
army for
to
Jesus.
Make the impact.
Yes.
We need to make the impact.
Yeah. Ooh.
Because we're all going to go. We just pray it ain't by no bum. But we're going. It's some that has went before us, and we will go with them.
Yes.
That is ultimately our final destination. So what are you doing with your dash?
Yes.
What are you going to send me to?
It's on dash.
It's
for real.
Yeah. In that dash, what are you doing in the dash? Are you filling it with the soul? You know, like Laura said, and she really just set up the scripture in Romans 15 and 16. You know, go there, write it down, whatever you need to do. But and we often wonder how we level up, and what it was really part of what she just gave us, her testimony. And the word of the Lord reads, you want to read your scripture in
15:16.
Mm-hmm.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre,
es fuego,
God's lover,
which is fire.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando nuestros corazones.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your patience, and I'm still learning to read in Spanish. And
hallelujah.
I thank God for the opportunity, because I'm going to get it right.
You do it, girl.
And it says in Romanos 15, verso 16, para hacer ministerio de Jesucristo a los gentiles, ministrando el evangelio de Dios, para que los gentiles les sean ofrenda agradable, santificada por el Espíritu
Santo.
Santo.
Now, this is so powerful. This backs up what she just said when the Lord, when you were talking about your testimony about your son saying how the people talk about you, but you know, your mindset in your heart, truly your heart is about soul winning.
Yes.
So that's what this scripture is talking about. This is how we really level up, because this is really all we're here to do. Just this right here. It says, I am a special messenger. This is the NLT from Christ Jesus to the Gentile. It says, I bring you the good news. So that I might present you as an acceptable offering to God. That's what soul winning is. We're the ones accountable. Did you hear this? Go back and read it. Go whatever interpretation you need to get, SV, whatever. KJV, but this is the NLT. It says, I'm a special. Why would the Bible tell us that how special we are? I'm a special. To you, Gentiles, that's the unbeliever, I bring you good news so that I might present you. This is how powerful this is. We are coming to you to present you as an acceptable offering to God, holy by the Holy Spirit. That is so powerful to me. So we can just turn off everything else and go home. Because that is who we're called to be. So when you go out every day and you ask God in your home before you go, Lord, I want an assignment today.
Yes.
Show me where I need to go. This is what you're saying to God, because I'm a special messenger from Christ Jesus to the Gentiles. So those people out in the world that are lost and hurting, I bring you the good news. You're coming to tell them the truth so that I might present you. So you're going to present the people to God as an acceptable offering. And it's the heart, y'all. It ain't the body. Don't get caught up in none of that. God is talking about the heart. He is after your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We have to make sure. And when we come that way, we're offering you to God holy by the Holy Spirit. And most people say, well, you know, they think they too much. And you get persecuted, like Sister Lorena was saying. You get persecuted for being a special messenger. But you're called by God to present these people as an acceptable offering. That is so, and that's how we become sanctified through this, because sanctification only comes by the Holy Spirit to be like Christ Jesus. And that's how you level up. You level up with the Holy Spirit. Because if you think you're leveling up on your own, you believe in everything but the truth.
And it's almost testimony like this in my life. It's almost like there's no fulfillment in my heart unless I'm open to the Father, to be used by Him, to go give somebody hope. Just like Mama Dalí did on Friday to this one young girl that was struggling with her mind. Me and her been talking, and she said God really ministered to her. So through up the message that Mama Dalis brought in, and I just brought so much joy in my heart to see that if it was just for her, it was really for all of us, but that her heart, there's going to be transformation. Like she almost, not almost, she had an encounter with God there through the message of Jesus Christ that Dalis brought in. And that's what I pray, God, that souls will have encounters with God so that there will be a manifestation that will take place that will bring healing, if it's physical, in the mind,
right,
finances,
right,
whatever, because God is the answer to everything, you know, and he's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and everything is here. And so that's the only thing that brings fulfillment in my heart.
Right.
It's just because he did it for me and still doing it, you know? So if he did it for me, I'm like, God, I want somebody else to have that encounter with you.
And experience.
Yes.
Yeah. And
so then God will get glorified because he's God Almighty. He's in charge, you know, not the world, not the government, God. Jesus is the name of all names. So that's why, for me, it's the only thing that brings fulfillment in my heart every day.
That's how it's supposed to be. See, that's what you get because you know that, and that's why you feel like that, because of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, at the shelter where I work, there was this guy mocking me. He would call me the Bible thumper. There she comes, because I'm always with my Bible when we're sitting there, and we're not called to go. We're supposed to get there, and if we open. If not, we wait for like 2-3 hours. And I never took it personal because I've been called worse, okay? And I know spirits, okay? I understand. But I know what covers a multitude of sins. Love. You keep just being an example and block everything else. But just recently, he's been coming up to me and asking me questions. Well, why? Why are you reading it? Tell me why. You know, I couldn't wait because he asked me that. But he did. And I started opening up why I read his love letters. And I share my testimony. And then next thing you know, he's telling me to tell him more. But, you know, because we were getting ready to close, and we got called back to work the next day. He goes, I want to know more. See, I didn't have to defend myself. I didn't have to take it personal because they were mocking me. If anything, later he was open to why, you know. And I was nice. I was like, well, not me, but the Holy Spirit in me. And I share why. I love his love letters and why I read it, and I share my test. It was an opportunity for me to share my, and then she goes, you did that? What? You don't, you know? So they think that I just was raised in the church. I'm like, no, I wasn't. I was raised in the club. Yeah, my mama used to go to club. But anyway, that was the old man. But anyway, so he's shocked, you know, because he don't know the old me, but I share my testimony, so I gave him hope, okay?
Yeah, that's true. And that's what we have to do, and that's what you do everywhere you go. It's so powerful because once we get from that place of sanctification, after that, he glorifies us back again.
Yeah.
That's why we get. That's how we get the glorified body. That's how we become glorified, and we go from sanctification to glorification.
Yeah.
It's a smooth transition. You know, a lot of people, they deal with a lot of fear with that. But you know why? Because they know that they know that they know that they could have done more or better in their dash, in their living.
Yeah.
Because leveling up is really Christ-likeness. It gives us new challenges.
Yeah.
So if you want to be new, a new creature, you have some new challenges. It's not like skipping through the daisies. You got to become a warrior.
Yes.
You got to know how to get up and get your sword out and cut the devil. You can't let the devil run you back into the closet.
Yeah.
You can't let him do that because he can only do what you allow him
what
to
you
do
allow him.
Because
that's
Jesus
right.
told you that you got all power.
Yes.
Now the devil got a little power, but you got it all because you got the Comforter.
Yes.
You got the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Praise God. You have
because
the
I'm telling you,
woo!
You got the Word. Because the more you are in God's Word, the greater your level.
Yes.
I'm telling you. So some people, but it's a control thing, y'all. Here's the deal. This is what the Lord revealed to me because I'll be watching people. Okay? He said, the issue is, don't nobody want to give up their control. It's the truth. People that, when you sold out to Jesus, you got to give it all to God.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm telling you, if you can get set free every day from wanting to slap people in the back of the neck, I don't even feel like that no more. I think, Lord, sometimes I've arrived, and then right when I think I've arrived, here comes somebody, and I just want to slap the hell out of you. Okay? Yeah! I'm like, Lord, I thought you set me free. He said, I did. yesterday, but you got it. Okay? You got an all new day. It's that thing. Come on, right, Mama Jack? We just want some new stuff, but we don't want the challenges to go with it. Good morning, Sister Michelle. We love you, girl. I'm telling you, but we got to stay in the word and you got to stay in the spirit.
Yes, for real.
Because the minute you get in the flesh, you're going to be surrendering to the flesh. Yeah. And do you know how hard it is to get back over there in the spirit?
Yeah.
It's a serious struggle. I'm telling you. And the Holy Spirit is what guides us.
Yes.
And he gives us the tools, y'all.
Yes.
He gives us the armor. If you're ever confused about this warfare we're in, because y'all looking at the bombs from Russia, but we got some serious warfare going on in the spirit.
Yes.
So you better get over in Ephesians chapter 6 and learn how to armor up.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Because I'm telling you, but we serve a God that is the bomb of Gilead. And he'll knock any devil off their feet. And he's just waiting on you to show up with your boots on, strong with the preparation of the gospel of peace, with your sword, which is the word. And you better put your helmet on, because if not, you're going to get a concussion. I'm saying it right now. God tells us how to armor up, how to strap up and get ready. And we got to do it every day. Until you get it in your heart. And then, let me tell you something, when you get it, you're going to recognize them demons. You're going to be like, that's a devil. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Listen, I had an experience with my mom in her trial. And I didn't know I did this even as a younger Christian, because I was kind of young. I must have been, because I didn't remember. And she told me, she said, do you remember when you told me I had demons on me? I said, ooh. Said that to you? I said, I did? She said, oh, yeah, I was talking to your dad all crazy one day. And she said, and I did. And she said, and you rebuked me. Like, that's where the problem began, because me and my mom has had some struggles. Anybody that know me? Know me and my mom have had some struggles. But see, I didn't know that the God in me had rebuked her. You got to be bold to know when you're dealing with a demon, whether you're on your mama, your children, your brother, whoever.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So I didn't know that I did that, and then I love it. We got Mama Dalisa telling it like it is. Okay. Yeah, so when I did that, y'all, I didn't know I did that, and then that's when the journey of the issues came with me and my mom. Because I was like, where did that come from? I mean, it was some issues. Until now, see, but my prayer to God, I stay steadfast in the love and in the honor. Because it tells you in Ephesians 2, go to Ephesians 6 and 1. It's going to tell you to honor your mother, honor your father.
Yes.
Then it's going to tell you about the warfare, and it's going to tell you not to provoke your children.
Yes. Yep.
Don't do, It's going to tell you. Entangled in the war. And see, that's why when you get in church, you can't run off no demons, because you got them functioning in your home.
Yes.
And once you get them under subjection and slap them and get them out the way and rebuke them and they're done, you can go out into the world and become the warrior you're called to be.
Yes.
Because if not, them demons that's out there you trying to fight going to follow you on your back, and they're going to cross your threshold. Right. You're going to be like, how'd they get in here? They got in on you. Because you're not covered. So we have to know that. But to finish this amazing truth testimony, my mom told me I did that, and that's when God exposed to me. That's when the journey of all the warfare came. But one thing you did do, Marlo, is you stood in love. And you didn't give up your relationship with your mom, because the only way the devil can get your mama and you is if you give it to him. Because, see, the Bible tells us that there'll be mothers against daughters. Fathers against sons. What part of you? What y'all reading?
Yes.
Because the Bible is telling us, this whole book is filled with our journey.
Yes.
And it's telling us how to be more than conquerors.
Yes.
But you got to get in the word and, oh, I know what it is. You think it ain't going to happen to you. Hello. But it happens to all of us. If you're moving and breathing, got breath in you, the struggle is real. But you got to know that this is your power. But we don't exercise it, and it's been provided. So we have to understand. But now where me and my mother is, I turned 27, but I've been on the earth 59 years.
Yeah.
Okay? And my mother is 80. And she just now told me how much she loved me and how much she appreciated me recognizing them demons on her. And when I called them out, I didn't know it, but they manifested on her. She's seen it for herself. She said, that child was right. Yeah, all these demons on me. And she had to work that out. And now we are skipping through the tulips. And I pray that the Lord will work that out before he came for her.
Amen.
Because she deserved to look in the face of Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
And that's the only way you was going to get it. We have to overcome, y'all.
Yes.
We have to walk in forgiveness,
yes,
and love.
Yes. Yes.
Even if it's your own mom. But some people are like, well, I'm not doing that. I don't care who it is. Well, then you, boy, I'm not going to try to curse nobody, but I'm trying to tell you what the word says. You better get it together, because you only got one mother.
Right.
And you would not be here if it had not been for her.
Right.
You better understand what God is trying to teach you to live with him. See, it's not about your mother in this. It's about the transition and how you're going to live with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what love and marriage and all this stuff is about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's covenant.
Yeah.
And we have to learn. He's trying to teach us something. So that when we get into his face,
yes,
we can know how to be in love with him and life with him.
Yes.
Come on, y'all.
Yes.
This is real talk, and I pray that it has been a blessing to you,
yes,
because it's the truth.
Yes.
And it's the truth that will make you free.
Amen.
And you won't have to be struggling in the crossover.
Yes.
You'll be like, Lord, here I come.
Because
I'm ready to look in the face of the King.
Yes.
And that they say it's a love like no other. You think I love my twin. Why not Jesus see me? Why did he see you? It's no love like it. And you look at the illustration of love and Papa Jack and Mama Donnie. It's so beautiful. And then they come and share their love with us. Even
yes,
Leo comes.
Yes.
I'm telling you, this is so awesome. But it's a love like no other.
Yes.
That's why we got to get it right, y'all. And we're talking about leveling up. So you got to question yourself. Have you helped someone today?
Yes.
Have you been a blessing to be a blessing?
Because
yes, it's about being a blessing and making an impact,
yes. Yes.
And letting people see the Jesus in you.
Yes. Right.
Because if he in you, people need to see him.
Yes.
You too been trying to do this and get out of there. And it's okay because don't nobody want a broke down Christian. I'm saying right now. Hold that. We say we people of God. We're kingdom people.
Yes.
We're kings and priests.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, y'all.
Yes.
But you know, I asked the man one day, don't you know that you're a king? You know what he told me? No. I said, ooh, and you hanging out with a queen? What? You don't know who you are? There's no way you can know who I am,
mm-hmm,
if you don't know who you are. So we got to get it straight. We be wanting what we want, who we want. Ooh, he's so buff. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, she pop out. Ooh. And when you unpeel them, what's this guy saying to
you?
Come on. Baby, you be running. I was telling my daughter the other day, baby, if we had some zippers on us, you could unzip us. You'll see all them souls back there, soul ties. You'd be 59 souls on one person. And you say you in love. Why they act like that? Well, they got some soul ties. Not one, some.
Yes.
And when you unpeel them and you look at them, baby, you be running like you on the Freddy Krueger bus. Okay? Hey, get up! I'm gonna get up out of here. You be red all the sides and everything. I'm trying to tell y'all the truth. Okay? So I failed myself in them situations, and y'all running far as running ain't got one on it. I'm on the Freddy Krueger bus on this. Okay? Your word,
yes,
it is so powerful,
yes,
it is sharper than any two-edged sword.
Yes,
and we have all been cut today. You
yes
know why? Because we want to level up.
Level up.
Yes. Thank you, God. Thank you for the people. Thank you for your presence.
Yes.
It is so sweet. It's sweeter than the honeycomb.
Yes.
And we thank you for everything that you call for us today.
Yes.
I thank you for each and every soul that's here that is representing you, that is here to lock arms as a team.
Yes. Team Jesus.
Come on now.
Yes.
That we're called
woo
to be. Yes. And your precious army.
Yes.
We are an army.
Yes.
Thank you,
and,
Lord.
And let's be blessed to be a blessing so we can help others. The t-shirt that Lisa's wearing from Fisher's
and
Man is straight out of darkness.
Oh, yeah, we hope that.
And we got to help others. Help others. Yeah. This is what we are. Our assignments, I believe, is to help others come out of darkness, just like God was merciful with us, okay? Don't forget that he was very merciful. We were blind, once blind, but now we see. So now we got to help others, right?
And we do, and that's our clarion call. You know, that's why we have to make an impact, and we have to get positioned to do that. And we're poised to do it.
Yes.
And when you become poised, that means you've allowed the Lord to work on you.
Yes.
You know, and let that stuff fall off of you so that you can stand up in him and he stand up in you. And that's how we become more than conquerors.
Yeah.
And that's how we can help other people. Because broke people can't help nobody get unbroke.
Yeah.
Sick people can't get nobody help, get nobody healed. I'm telling you, if you want to get connected to some people, you want to get connected to people who where you want to go. Don't be hanging out with the same old stuff. You're going to get the same old stuff. And if you're doing that, that means the dictionary tells us that we are functioning in a spirit of insanity. It's true. See, don't nobody want to hear the truth. They take everything personal, and it's not personal.
Okay.
It's just not. It's about growing up.
Yes.
That's how you level up. You got to grow up.
Yes.
And you got to, and you know, ain't nothing God can do with no wimpy Christians. We can't be wimpy because the Bible that I read says that he come in to kill, to steal, and destroy. You just going to let him? Are we just going to let him do that? Or what we going to do? We going to stand at the gate like, you're not getting up in here. You can't have my family. You can't have my daughter. You cannot have my pastor. You can't have nothing. You know why you can do that? Because you understand that he can only get it if you give it to him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I want to send a shout out to Pastor Paul.
Good morning, Pastor Paul.
His beautiful wife just
transitioned. She sure did. And she in the faith of the
mansion. And he's a warrior that is, he's going.
Yeah. So can you imagine all the people that are there having a party and we down here looking at bums and missing and stuff and being sad instead of praying? Because listen, this is real talk, y'all. Because that don't be sad for his wife or for Leah or for Sarah. Because, baby, they got it going on.
Uh-huh.
They are walking in the light, and they glorified, and they got their new bodies.
Yes.
They got everything
and
going on. Yes. And we down here struggling with the same old dumb stuff. Come on, y'all. And we thank God for it. That's why when you level up and know it's not about you and you wake up and you've been about the Father's business, that's where your joy comes from.
Yes.
So if you find yourself sad and seeking sadness and want to cover up, because the devil going to tell you to go in your room and put the covers over you, turn the lights on, and you're going to be in darkness. And Mama Dali's wearing a t-shirt and say, straight out. You can come out too. You can come out. And you can get in his marvelous light. Because I was struggling with some stuff because, you know, my mom is going through and she's on that edge of the transition, and I'm just trying to get her to understand it's okay to go to the other side if you want to go. It's okay. And this is my mother. But I want her to look at Jesus see what he got so she can at least tell me, break dance and tell me. We struggle with this life over here, and we don't have a clue. But the Bible tells us. We could be walking on streets of gold, but people kill each other over gold here on earth, and we walk in on it over there. Come on now. And we're in cities of emerald and jasper and ruby. Y'all ain't seen nothing yet. So we got to quit struggling with the transition, because that's where we really, that's the prize. Sheree, when your dad crossed over, girl, he no more struggle. Nothing mental. What? Brand new. Glorified and forever. That's what's so amazing. For eternity. Come on now. You better know where you're going. Because you're going somewhere. And you're going forever. So you choose. See, that's one thing about life. God is so good. He give us a choice. Because none of us are guaranteed when we leave this mansion. Even when we blink our eye, the word says he's coming in the twinkling of an eye.
Yeah.
We could blink and be on the other side. That's how real this word is. But I just believe that we take it for granted, y'all. we really don't understand what God is preparing us for. He's trying to get some stuff to us, not from us.
Yeah.
And don't nobody want to give up nothing. It's just not for and no more. That means you in a clique.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be set free.
Yeah.
And we are out of time, and I done ran 10 minutes over. I can't shut up. Hello. Thank you, Lord, for your people. For Laura Kelly.
Father, we just thank you, Sweet Abba, for this beautiful morning and for all my familia that keeps growing and growing, for our studio audience and for every person that has tuned in. God, continue to manifest in our lives. Continue to let us see the light